Hey guys, this is Nick Chicane and you are listening to Ribble FM.
Join us on a journey from the beach to the dance floor. Chicane presents Sunsets.
This is
Sunset.
We are the Sunset Nation. You are
the Sunset Nation.
The Sunset Nation.
The sun has set and it's time to turn up the tempo with Nick Chicane.
This is Sunset with Chicane.
Hello people, welcome to episode 590 of Sunsets with me, Nick Chicane, your weekly chance to shut yourself off from the world and join me at my eclectic record collection at home by the sea. It's a funny old world and it's raining and then it's sunny and it's raining and it's sunny right now. The week's been a bit strange. Nothing good is to be seen in the news or social media at the minute. So what we're going to do is disconnect from the madness. Find a bit of time to chill with some emotive music. What have we been doing this week? Mucking about with social media. I love social media. Have you heard me talk about how much I love social media? Doing posts for the new record. And we did the dance weekend last weekend. Lovely to catch up with Paul from K-Class, Dave Pierce, Majestic, Gokwan, all those guys. First time out for that festival. Let's hope it comes back next year. It was really good. We really enjoyed it. And the sun was shining. My brand new record is out today, people. Who do you give your love to? I can't even remember what it's called. See, that's how the week's been. Who do you give your love to is out this week. And we're going to drop a different version of it today. Coming up in the next hour, I picked out some tunes. Well, there was only a couple of decent things in the promos this week, so we went back a little bit. We got some BT, some Churches, Matt Fax, Hannibaling, myself, of course, Peter Gabriel, and a soundtrack selection chosen by one of our Sunset's family from around the world, taken from the Harry Potter stage play. But first up, we're going to go back 12 years into the archives in an early release from a young guy from North Carolina. In 2014, he put out his debut album, Worlds, aged just 19, and he went on to become a huge star in the US EDM electronic scene, got nominated for a Grammy, won various Billboard and MTV prizes. This is, of course, Porter Robinson with Sea of Voices.
Thank you.
Chicane Sunset. Get yourself on the show by calling +44 800 776 5112 112.
Some classic British New Age tunes there from the era of the legendary compilation album. Like, Pure Moods was like, you know, 1992, everyone was sort of... I'm sure there was an album called Panpipe Moods as well. You know, it was this kind of era where we had these compilation albums. 1992, that track was by Praise, and it was called Only You, and it was used in an advert for Fear at the time, but, it went everywhere, that record. You also heard The Bus Stop by the one and only Brian Transu from the Monster soundtrack. Now, I hope you had a good few decent days since we last caught up. Thank you for joining me on Sunsets. I'm Nick Chicane, and every week we ask people to leave a message on my voicemail and tell us about their favourite piece of soundtrack music. Now, if there is a particular soundtrack that you've heard while you've been binge-watching a series or gaming or flicking through the TV channels, Or maybe actually in the cinema. Remember the cinema. We do still have cinema. That the rest of us would enjoy to listen to. Please give me a shout on +44 800 7765 112. Leave me a message. This week, we've had a really nice call from Ed in the Netherlands, who's going to introduce us to something we've not played before. Take it away, Ed.
Hey, Nick. It's Ed from Netherlands. I get to do a very long drive once a week and listen to your podcast. And I listen to it in the morning, so for me it's the sunrise podcast rather than sunsets. But I would like to hear, for the soundtrack selection, a piece of music by Imogen Heap. A couple of weeks ago we went to see the Harry Potter stage show, which she did the soundtrack to. And the soundtrack is like a greatest hits piece, from all of her songs recontextualized for the show. So I'd like to cheat a little bit, and I'd like to hear the instrumental of Wait It Out, which I think is used for a piece called Albus Severus Potter from the soundtrack. But it's a really gorgeous piece of writing, and hopefully you'd be good enough to play it. So thanks, Nick, and really enjoy the show.
Where do we go from here? How do we carry on? I can't get beyond the questions. Clambering for the scraps and the shatter of us collapsed. That cuts me with every could have been. Pain on pain on play repeat. With a backup makeshift life in waiting. Everybody says time heals everything, but what of the wretched hollow, the endless in between? Nothing to see here now. Turning the sign around, we're close to the earth till further notice. A stumbling cliched case, crumpled and puffy faced, and dead in the stare of a thousand miles. All I want, only one street. Born again from none more cynical. Just going to wait it out. sit here cold, just going to thread it out. Waiting out.
This is Chicane.
Of course, the masterful Peter Gabriel, way back in 1986, Mercy Street. Does that sound like that was recorded in 1986? It sounds like it could have been done today. What a classy piece of work. Peter Gabriel a legendary figure. I mean, you probably all know him from Sledgehammer and Genesis, but I really like that. Before that was this week's soundtrack selection. It was chosen by Ed in the Netherlands, and he picked out a rather wonderful piece of music by the very brilliant Imogen Heap called Wait It Out, which Ed seems to think was somehow used in the Harry Potter stage show. So we're going to have to take your word for it, Ed. Okay. Going to be checking up on that. We're currently on the lookout for some new messages to get involved in the show. Guys, all you got to do is give us a call. Tell us what you want to hear, why you want to hear it, and where you are. If you cock it up, don't worry. I do it all the time. The number to call once more is +44 800 7765 112. Right. It's time for one of mine now. It's actually the brand new single. Premiered it last week on the show, and it's actually available to stream and download and buy today. It's available today. this is a slightly different mix to last week. This is the album version. And if you're listening after Saturday, please go and support it and add it to your playlists. It's called Who'd You Give Your Love To? It's got Moya on vocals, and it sounds like this.
Watching you online. Yeah, I know we're the same. hate it when you hiss and preach about your new messiah, 'cause your theories catch fire. I can't find your silver lining. I don't mean to judge, but when you read your speech, it's tiring. Enough is enough.
brand new music there. That was Aftru with Girl in the Meadow, which just came out on the Monster Cat label. And before that was an older one from Naughty Boy, La La La. I gave that a listen this week. It's a really good record. It's a really, really good record. Of course, that is where Mr. Sam Smith comes from, who did the vocal duties on that. No real music news this week. Nothing of super interest to tell you about at the time of recording. So I shall just give you a quick catch up with some gigs of mine coming up over the next few weeks. On the 30th of May, we'll be doing a Cafe Mambo show at Coombe Abbey in Warwickshire. Then over to the Limelight in Belfast the 13th of June for the Lush Classical After Party. And on the 20th, I will be at the Pierhead again in Liverpool for Cream Classical. Then into July at the Windsor Racecourse with Judge Jules Todd Terry and Seb Fontaine, and lots more people there for Celestial. We played that last year. On the 4th and on the 10th of July is the Secret Garden Series in Southampton. And then there's a very, very big show. And I have it on very good assurance that there's about 45 tickets left. They're pretty much gone, guys. The 22nd of August, 30 years of chicane with the orchestra and band at the Royal Festival Hall, London. There's lots of more things happening and gigs coming in. We'll be in Ibiza as well, don't forget. All the details should be available on my socials. Next up is a classic from the fantastic Chvrches, back from 2013. I don't think of Chvrches being in 2013. Wow, it's like they're like a heritage act. They're almost like me.
Mixcloud, iTunes,
and your favourite podcast app.
This
is Sunset
with Chicane. With Chicane.
Right, guys, the last one came from Paul Thomas and Jerome Ismay with Tomorrow, remixed by Sunset's favourite Matt Fax. And we also heard another tune from my dear old friend BT. That was Divinity. And we've edited that down because Brian made it just in a way he would, 10 and a half minutes long. We couldn't fit it all in. But that is from 1995, from his debut album, Irma. I remember that because I was just about putting out my first record around about there. If you want to get a track a full track listing, he said calmly, or you just want to come and say hello, you can find me on the socials at Nick Chicane on X, TikTok and Instagram, and Chicane Music on Facebook. Also, don't forget to get involved with the show by calling the voicemail and choosing your favourite piece of soundtrack music. Number, one more time, I know it in my sleep, +44 800 7765 112. Pretty much all we've got time for, I'm afraid. Thank you for listening, people. I'll catch you up next week, same time, same place. Going to leave you with something. We played it a few months back. It's Massive Attack, reworked by British singer-songwriter Hannah Boleyn. Hannah Boleyn. This is rather wonderful. It's Teardrop. See you next week, people.
Love is a verb. Love.